So I have to ask, how did you get involved in Quidditch in the first place?
So it's kind of a funny story. I'm from out of state.
Okay.
So I came here. I didn't really have a lot of friends coming to college. I'm from San Diego, so I had actually none. So I, at the MSC open house, I was looking for an organization to be involved with. I was really into sports. I played a lot of sports back in high school. So I wanted to join a sports organization. And at the open house, I saw the Quidditch team. They were dressed all fancy in their super nice-looking jerseys. And the captain of the team was shouting, "We're the number one team in the nation. Come join the number one team in the nation." So it was like, me being the competitor I was like, I want to be on the number one team in the nation. So I went over and I talked to him and I found out when tryouts were. And I tried it out and I loved it ever since. And here I am now, the president of it all.
Yeah, that's crazy. So we've done a couple stories on Quidditch before and mentioned the tournament even that you guys are about to kind of host. Quidditch has become a lot more spectator friendly. It's become a lot more exciting for people to actually come out and watch it. How have you seen from when you started playing to even now it become more of a spectator sport and become more exciting for people to come out and view?
Oh, absolutely. So the sport itself is chaotic. There's that's my favorite part about it. There's three sort of aspects going on at the same time. There's the quaffle play, which is the volleyball trying to throw through the hoops to score points. There's the three dodgeballs, which is the bludger play, which act like dodgeballs. If you get pegged by one, you have to come off your broom and run back to your hoops and tag back in. And then last, there's the snitch, which is a little golden ball that hangs behind a neutral player, and seekers have to try to reach around and grab the ball. And that's more of like a wrestling, like, jiu-jitsu match. It's really fun to see. It's full contact. There's just so much going on. And Quidditch has only been around, this is going to be World Cup 10, so it's only been around like not too long, and so it's been growing each and every year. And so we've gotten some real talented athletes to come out now and see what they can do with this game is pretty incredible.
Is it co-ed?
It is, yes, it's co-ed. There's actually a gender ratio. There can be no more than four of one gender identity on the field at one time.
Okay.
And we play with six.
So okay.
Typically four and two.
Gotcha. Now, you guys are playing host to a pretty big tournament coming up next weekend. Tell us a little bit more about the Southwest Regional Championship.
Yeah, so the Southwest region is, we're famed for being the rough, tough region of the Quidditch world.
Very nice.
It's great when we go to the actual World Cup where all the regions play. The Southwest has always been dominant. I believe 2 years ago we had three of the four semifinal teams. We've just always been like, the competition down here is real high, but at next weekend, you're going to see, I believe it's 21 teams from all over. I think the furthest teams come from Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Arkansas, Louisiana, LSU will be there, and all the schools in between. But it's definitely real exciting. The other thing I love about Quidditch is, yeah, we're real competitive, and we play the same teams pretty often throughout the year, and we actually have friends. We've grown to become friends with the teams we compete against, and that's made both them and ourselves even better. So it's great when, like, you're on the sideline watching another, like, real intense game. You could be chit-chatting with some other team about, look at what he's doing. Like, that's awesome, like.
It definitely seems like there's a lot of camaraderie throughout the whole sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, Texas A&M has two teams that are participating, correct?
Yes. We have a varsity, which is the Texas A&M Quidditch team, and then we have a junior varsity, which is the Silver Phoenix.
Okay, awesome. Now, can both of you, you both have the potential to do well enough to advance to the next tournament after this?
Yes, absolutely. Let's see, when I started, A&M has been, we've qualified for World Cup, no problem for the past, ever since I've been here. But
okay.
Silver Phoenix, we made it as my freshman year. Last year, they unfortunately just missed the cut, but this year they look real strong, and I think they can make that. I believe it's the top 12 that move on to World Cup, and I have no doubt that they'll make it as well.
Okay, awesome. Now, I do have a question about, you mentioned the snitch is a neutral player. Who is it? Is it still someone from a different team? How is the snitch chosen? Who is that person?
They're typically, you have to be snitch certified, but they're typically volunteers from some, maybe a team that's not playing. They may have a snitch. Like, we have a couple guys who like to snitch games.
Okay.
And you have to get certified through USQ. But, yeah, they're supposed to be neutral, and their job is to not get pulled.
Let's get back to the tournament and some of the details. Exactly where is this going to be, and at what times can people expect to see some Quidditch players flying around?
Yeah, so the tournament is next Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's pool play, Sunday's bracket play. It's at Veterans Park. Games start, I believe, at 9 o'clock and last till, I think, about 6:30. A&M, our first game is 9:40, and our last game is at 6:20 on Saturday. So it's an all-day event. There's going to be plenty of people there. There's going to be things to do. I've heard there's even going to be a beer garden. That'll be great.
Awesome. And is there a Facebook page or a website that if people are really interested in you guys, they can go and check that out and get some more info?
Yes, absolutely. So there's on Facebook, there's an event page called USQ Southwest Regional Tournament.
Okay.
You can just search that in your Facebook search bar, and it should come up. If you want to follow TAMU Quidditch, you can just search TAMU Quidditch, and it will show up, and we'll have our information on there posted as well. Almost all of our players are changing our profile pictures to the actual flyer of the tournament so that we could help spread the word as well that way.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So plenty of chances to come out and see you guys play. And, you know, even if people aren't Harry Potter fans and maybe had never heard of Quidditch, as you mentioned before, this is just a very fun, totally unique sport. And this is a great chance for them to come out and see some A&M kids play, but also just, you know, as you said, students from all across the Southwest region.
Absolutely. I it's funny you say that, because when you hear about Quidditch, you expect people to have, like, be bookworms and know everything that has to do with Harry Potter. I actually have never read a book.
Really?
Yes, and I'm the president, and people hate me for it all the time. But
I can see why.
Yeah, that's just how the sport is. Some people come out because they love the sport, which that's who I was, and then some people come out because they're real familiar and love the series, and it's great, honestly. We all kind of tie in together, and we have a little nick.
Okay, awesome. Well, Austin, is there anything else you'd like to add today about the tournament or about the teams before I let you go?
No, that's about it. If anyone is interested in, we actually host intramurals every other Sunday at Penberthy. If anyone wants to come out and try Quidditch for fun, they're more than welcome to. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat at TAMU Quidditch.